reveal
Flames.
Your secrets.
Supergrass.
Well, here's the man with all the sleaze in Sydney's underbelly. People get very nervous listening to the Supergrass, and he's back. Grassy, good morning.
Morning, Grill Team. The Gold Coast has just got through the cocaine scandal. Well, the other story yet to hit the papers is that of a gambling problem with a high-profile Gold Coast footballer who is what they call in gambling terms turning over $300,000 a month in his online betting account. Now, turning over means you're spending some new money and also some winnings, but either way, it's still a lot of money.
$300 a month? MG.
Wow. Another good, a feel-good story in rugby league.
Yeah, it's hurting you today, isn't it?
Sorry, Supergrass didn't say rugby league there. Did you, Supergrass? You said footballer?
Titans.
Footballer.
Footballer.
Oh.
They got the Gold Coast Suns up there as well.
Oh, okay. Oh,
some dodgy AFL bloke.
Yeah, I think it might be AFL.
Yeah.
The next three stories all come out of Channel 7. The first is the juggernaut My Kitchen Rules. Now, Colin Fashnidge, he's the judge who had the special team last week. It was what they called a secret team. Well, this is part of a bigger plan to phase out Pete Evans. Rumours last year that Pete Evans would leave. He signed on this year, but expect Colin to take over in the next season.
Yeah, well, that's been around a bit, Pete Evans, and there was a bit of a rumour going around recently that he's a friend of one of the contestants. And
he wasn't talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And he's blowing up and left, right and centre. So all good things coming to an end eventually.
The other rumour out of Seven, Mark Ferguson, who is Channel 7's 6pm newsreader, has been put on notice. His ratings better improve or he'll be replaced. Now, word out of Channel 7 is there are two names sitting on a whiteboard, Sandra Sully and Georgie Gardner. They're looking to poach someone to fill that spot if things don't work out.
Mm. I suppose being a spunky newsreader these days doesn't count for much, because Marky Ferguson is a good-looking young man.
He certainly is.
Tough call for Mark Ferguson. I mean, what is... He's got all the journalists and producers and everything. He's, you know, sits there and reads.
Yeah.
What's he meant to do?
Yeah.
If more people are watching Peter Overton, what does he do? Take his shirt off.
It's about the warmth, I suppose, you get from a newsreader. You want to feel like they're your buddy. And Fergo probably doesn't do that as much as Ovo.
Fergo and Ovo.
Story leaked on Sam Armitage the other day that she abused a makeup artist. Well, Seven executives are well aware of the person who has been leaking what Seven call fictitious stories. I'm hearing we could hear that this star is actually sacked by the end of the week.
Oh! You keep hearing things about Sammy Armitage, but she comes in here and she's an absolute delight. We absolutely love having her. We just cannot understand where these stories are coming from. You can only put it down to jealousy.
Tall poppy syndrome, brother.
And final one, rumour that Jerry Seinfeld will tour Australia by the end of the year.
Oh, yes,
wouldn't
please.
That be great? Doing stand-up, I hope.
Oh.
Yes.
No, I don't think he's playing for the Nets.
The Nets?
Oh, I think
he's the King's new signing. That's the Kingdom.
Maybe. They might play for the Titans. Who knows?
Thank you, Supergrass. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I could do some comic relief up there.
The Grill Team at 8:10. Well,